4:36 on a Friday afternoon on the Mike McFeely Show. It's a Friday. That means that it's time to talk with our very good friend in Devil's Lake, North Dakota. Works out of Woodland Resort and Mitchell's Guide Service. You all know him as Jeff Katzer, world famous fishing guide. I know him as Mexican tourist because the last couple of weeks we haven't had a chance to talk to Jeff because he's been down in Mexico hanging out at Madonna's house and somebody else, Britney Spears' house. What the heck? When did you start the jet set lifestyle, Jeff?
Oh, they love me down there. They listen to KFGO every Friday. Hola, señores, down there.
I'll bet Britney in her multi-trillion-dollar oceanside home has KFGO locked in on every one of her radios that she has in her home.
You know what, though? I'll tell you something. No matter where I go in Minnesota or North Dakota or the sports shows or whatever, somebody will say to somebody in my booth, is that the guy on KFGO? And wow. It's like, really? So either my voice is really irritating, or I am, that they remember me. Or maybe there's a slim chance that people like me. Nah, that ain't going to happen.
And here's a story that I like to share, is that I have a friend of mine who he's in the golf business, so he has a lot of people coming into his pro shop and, you know, saying, I need to play nine holes, or I want to buy a new putter or something. And he says, you would not believe, Mike, the number of people who come into my pro shop and say, why are you friends with that McFeely guy? My God, is he a jerk.
Hey, I still want you to take me golfing. Me, you, and Pinto golfing.
Oh, God, that's the last thing I need is you two guys. And I already got Pinto in a boat, and that was painful enough. Getting you on the golf course with him, that's like babysitting 2 4-year-olds.
Oh, wouldn't that be awesome? Just make sure we got plenty of Diet Coke and we're ready to go.
Say, how's the lake looking up there at Devil's Lake? Is there still ice out there? Is the ice breaking up? What's the story?
I'm looking at it right now. Creel Bay, as we speak, is as black can be. So they're forecasting some wind, and I do believe this wind should buster up here this weekend, Monday, Tuesday, hopefully latest. 6 Mile Bay up on the north end is open. Nothing that you can get a boat in unless you got a small boat that you can, you know, take out of a back of a pickup, like a 12-foot John boat or something. You could buzz around with that. All the launches, I drove to some of them yesterday. They are still froze shut. I don't know how much ice is out there because I'm too chicken to walk out there, but I can tell you it doesn't look good. The guys that, listen to this. They are really getting a lot of nice walleyes. Over by the casino bridges off of 20 and where 57 goes, I tell you what, they have been doing really good, and they're doing two things that have been working great. Just a simple mimic minnow, bright yellow-colored one. I forget the name of it right now, but in a 3/8, because you want to make sure you get down deep. It's like 17 to 22 feet of water. And they've also been using, we've been going through minnows like crazy. They've been using Lindy rigs with just a small hook on it, hook the minnow right in the lips, just cast it out and bring it in ever so slowly. Some of the guys were getting a lot of luck on using a floating jig head, doing the same thing with a Lindy, and they're really getting some nice, nice fish. And the northern pike are just like going crazy. They remind me of barracudas. They're all spawning right now. They'll come up. You'll be standing, and everybody knows that's done this. You'll be standing right, basically, your feet tips right on the water, and they'll come up and splash right by your feet because they're cruising the shorelines and just scare the heck out of you. I watched 6 the other day right at our boat launch here. There's about 50 feet of open water now, and the beach has melted, about 2 feet of water. There were 6 pike just laying up there going, all right, this is cool.
It's that time of the year. It's springtime. You know, time for loving and eating. You got to love
even
that.
Even the fish are getting excited for this. I mean, I hope this stuff leaves this weekend.
The thing I like so much about Devil's Lake, and I'm fortunate enough to have a boat, and you have a great boat, Jeff, and it's a great lake to be able to buzz around on and check out different spots and everything else. But Devil's Lake offers the opportunity for people to fish from shore. It allows the opportunity not only to fish from shore in a lot of different spots, but to catch fish and nice fish, walleyes from shore. And you can't say that about a lot of other bodies of water. You know, maybe I know guys in the Red River right now are catching walleyes from shore. in pretty decent numbers. At least they were earlier this week. But it's not often you have a quality fishery that you can fish right from the rocks and cast out and bring in walleyes.
And they do it all year long. This has to be the number one shore fishing lake in the world, because you go down Highway 19, there's miles of it. You go down the Graham's Island Road, that road that goes all the way out to the island, both sides of that is great. And, I mean, I've personally fished that, and you can get a guy called today just asking how the shore fishing is going to be this year. I'm like, I don't know. We still have ice, so I don't know how it's going to be in June or July, but it's always been good. And the access is phenomenal. They allow you to park right next to the road. There are signs that say no parking. I would suggest not parking there. Just go down a bit, and you'll be able to park. So,
I actually learned that lesson in Minnesota. not this last winter, but the winter before. That if there's a no parking sign, even if you are out in the middle of nowhere in Clay County, don't park where it says no parking, because before you knew it, there was a Clay County Sheriff's deputy checking out, and I think somebody might have called. I think there was a house nearby that the homeowner or the farmer may have been sitting around and gotten mad at me for parking there, so he may have called the authorities. But don't park where it says no parking.
How much was
the ticket? You don't want to know. Jeff, I think that this summer, spring and summer, are going to be gangbusters on Devil's Lake. And I know that, you know, I'm a big promoter of Devil's Lake, and I know that you are too. But I'm not lying. I just, the way things ended last year and the way things were this winter and just the number of fish in the lake and the number of big perch in the lake, the pike are just growing like mad right now because they're eating all those big fat perch and small walleyes. This summer, I think, is going to be fantastic.
I agree, too. You know what? I was just talking to a guy that he's one of the local guys here that stays in a camper. He winters in Florida and summers here in the one of the campers. And he was one of the guys that wouldn't tell anybody anything. So I followed him one day, but I never did fish there. He'd get a limit of perch almost every day, Mike, in the summer. I'm talking July. And I'm like, well, so how did you do it, Earl? And he's just like, all I did was use a minnow right next to the weeds. And every day they would move, and I'd have to move about 10, 15 times to find them in this bay. But every day we sat there and we just nailed them. So I'm going to do a little bit more of that kind of stuff, looking for some perch in the middle of the summer. And because we got into them. I mean, there was a day Zippy almost had a 3-man limit in his boat in like July, pulling spinners and crawlers and gulp and impulse, stuff like that. So you're right. I think this year is going to be great. I'd like to get a biologist on with us one day, and we could ask him a lot of questions. That would be fun, actually.
That's a good idea. We should get somebody from Game and Fish on to talk about their netting and what they've learned and all of those things. Is there any hunting going on? Is the early goose season? Is anybody doing that, Jeff? Or with the recent rains, has it just been too muddy and gross out in the fields?
No, big Johnny DeVries. He's one of our guides here. 235 geese yesterday morning.
Jeez, really?
Yeah, if you look on Woodland Resorts there, they got it on there. They see, I never get to do that because I'm doing other things around here, but they got 235 snows yesterday in the fog, and today they got 40. But the reason why they got 40 today, they were pretty much in the same area, is the geese didn't get off the water because it was too foggy.
But once, oh, okay.
Yeah. So, but they got 40 today, and I asked him how many banded birds, and he's like, we had so many, I don't even know. So a lot of adult birds. So we still have, we should still have about a good 2 to 3 weeks left of snow goose because they shot all adults. The adults are the birds that come through first, and then you get all the juveniles that come through after that. And the juveniles are what they decoy easier than those smart, wily birds.
Sure.
So
sure.
I would say 2 to 3 weeks, hopefully, maybe for that. And, you know, I was cruising through Melrose, Minnesota on my way back from medical. They were planting in the fields already over there.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes.
How much rain? Yep. How much rain have you guys gotten up there? Because it's been raining on and off in Fargo-Moorhead the last few days.
You guys are getting a lot there. I don't think we've got more than a half inch. We didn't get anything today. And yesterday, I think it rained for most of the day yesterday, but it was real light. One heavier downpour, a little bit of thunder south of us. I'm just talking by the resort here, because there was a pretty good boomer that went just south of the lake, probably down by the Tulma area, and that was a good-sized one. So I don't know if they picked up a lot more, but we could use a little bit, I could tell you that.
What's the lake level going to be this summer, Jeff? That's a question that anglers and farmers and residents always want to know. Is it? It's not going to move any during the winter time, and you know, is there a lot of runoff coming, or what's the level of the lake going to do?
Not really. We don't have any runoff from up north. That's why some of the coulees have been really slow, because there hasn't been runoff. We're sitting at about, where we were last year at this time, we're about 2.5 feet lower than we were. 2 to 2.5 feet, I would guess. Just from what I've seen on the trees, and we have a boat launch we put in too, and on another lake, and that has dropped down about 2 feet below where I put the dock in summer of last year. So it's probably going to raise a little bit as everything melts here and we get the summer rains, and then probably, you know, that end of June, starting of July, she'll start dropping again. I don't know quite where they want to take it, to be honest with you, so it's a learning experience every year, but she's a little lower than last year, about 1.5 to 2.
All right, Jeffrey, thank you. Good to talk with you, and I will, I'm going to give you a call here on my drive home. I got to talk with you about something else off the air, so I'll give you a call, okay?
All right, everybody be safe this weekend. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You bet. Jeff Castor, Woodland Resort on Devil's Lake, North Dakota.